I'm sorry. Like I said, it's storming up here.
It's all right. You here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, okay.
My grandma would be fire hot that I'm doing a podcast while I'm storming. They have the TV on. And what else? What else they said they had? Oh, and I'm by a window. But other than that,
you live in an apartment complex. It's gonna hit your building. It's gonna hit your building anyway.
No, this man coming in is 1960.
First of all, logic. I'm joking, jackasses. Oh. I'm just saying that's what she would say though. You know, matter of fact, you can't. My grandma couldn't say you couldn't even talk loud.
Your grandma was old. NappyAfro.com. What's good, everybody? Welcome to Frocast number 19. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Who Gives a Fuck. I'm sitting here with the crew. Homeboy to the left, it's B Easy. What's good, bruh?
What's up? It's B Easy. I'm not gonna do too many AKAs this week, but once again, wait for it. Young Barry White, thank you.
Hey, you gonna say it and then sniff. All right. And then to the right, I got the homie like no other. King Germ, what's good, bro?
What's going on? It's the Nature Boy, King Germ.
Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn minute. Now, you know damn well that's my favorite wrestler.
I recall a couple years ago somebody giving their name up because they were scared Vince McMahon was going to come for him, but you know.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. Exactly. I'm not trying to get seen by them laws. I ain't trying to get seen by the laws. Man, I just shut down a lot of shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what's good? We on the Frocast number 19. Kick it off right now with this freshman list. Double XL, XXL's freshman list for 2012. I don't know half the motherfuckers on that list. I can't even front. I do know that we had some serious omissions, but before we get there, let's go to the man that knows it all, Young Barry White. What are your thoughts on the list, bro?
Okay. First of all, I'm going to read the list down, and you know. Machine Gun Kelly, Bad Boy Signee from Cleveland, Danny Brown. I know.
Is that the one with Willow Smith hair?
Yeah, missing a tooth, looking like a junkie.
Hold up. If he's missing a tooth, he'd be doing better. He's missing more than a tooth, but it's okay.
When you're missing your front one, that's a straight J move.
That's true.
Go ahead.
Well, I do think he's the best rapper on the list. I said that, but he's from Detroit. Hospin. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Hospin.
No.
Kid Ink.
Hey, man, look, man, easy. Read the XXL list and not your list, man. Stop this.
Okay. Atlanta's own Roscoe Dash.
Yeah, this be easy.
How is Roscoe Dash on here still?
I don't know. Didn't
he have that song, the Big Girl song? Ain't that him?
He had a song. He had a hit, big song last year. He had a big song like the year before that.
Yeah, no
like
hands.
3 years
in. No
ain't
hands.
He the wobbly.
No,
that him?
No. He did a hook on. He did All the Way Turned Up.
Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Shit, well, there you go. How the fuck is your freshman? Yeah,
he did, and then he was on the hook of No Hands, and he also was Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Too soft.
Yeah, and then Future, who I figured was on, I knew he was gonna be on that Future.
Future made it.
Yep.
Wow.
And somebody who we talked about on the forecast a lot, Iggy Azalea.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
the other Zed Banks is pissed off by that, but we'll go back to that.
Of course.
Macklemore. No clue. Yeah, he's a white guy. I don't think I remember him having a song by Air Jordan. It's a good dope video though. Dope video. Don Tripp, who I'm happy to see on the list.
Yes.
And last, another bad
vote counted.
And the last, French Montana.
Dang.
Yeah, you know.
They got a lot of white people on this list. Nothing wrong with white people.
they got three. Also.
Three?
Yeah.
Dang. Three. That's a new record, right?
Well, hold on. Yeah, three, yeah. Now,
they got Machine Gun Kelly white, ain't he?
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly, Macklemore, and Iggy.
Oh, so it's only three. I thought it was like four.
Nah. Okay. Now, I will say that Iggy is the first girl to ever be on the list.
Wow.
So that is crazy. Okay. I thought, because a few months ago, they had the nominations. And I could have swore that, you know, the fans were going to push V Nasty or Quayshawn in there.
They probably did, but they said, no, we're not putting y'all on this list.
How did Nitty Scott MC not make it?
Yeah.
She was just on goddamn TV.
Yeah. I mean, no, a lot of people I heard didn't make it. Now, I do think a lot of people probably said no to it. I think some people said, no, I'm not doing it. Like, somebody said, Tyler, the Creator, he's not going to do it now.
So this is just a list of people that accept
yes.
the nomination.
Exactly.
So this list don't matter. This is like the fucking Pro Bowl. It doesn't matter. Yeah, the people voted on it. Who cares?
Yeah. ASAP Rocky, he's not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? He has his own lane. Staley, I heard he didn't do it.
Fred the Godson?
No, that was last year.
Sophomore.
I heard 2 Chainz wouldn't do it.
Nigga been out for 15 years.
Hey, I heard he got offered.
Let me ask you a question. So how could 2 Chainz make it when he was in what's that group called with Philmob, right? And the dude from Philmob?
Player Circle.
But ain't he the dude from Philmob?
Who?
2 Chainz,
Player Circle.
I know he was in Player Circle, but wasn't he in Field Mob before that? Sean J?
That's Sean J and Smoke, no.
Oh, I was
in him. And Mr. Cheeks from The Lost Boys. Look at the same nigga.
Yeah, no,
I swear it's the same nigga.
Yeah, but no, I mean, him and Fresh Montana, like, I heard that them two, they wanted a lot, and they just got Fresh Montana. Because Fresh Montana, he been out for a second, too. He accepted it, so. You know.
Of course, Diddy told him. Diddy said, "You better get on that, son."
Yeah. Now, somebody also said that 60 artists are on Interscope, and you know, for a while, WSL was putting everybody on Interscope on the cover of the magazine, so they could be it.
Corruption. That's what you got to do. You got to, you know, everybody got to scratch their backs. Happy Afro was the spot because we don't do that.
Nope. Yeah. We only jaded to a couple of artists. Tupac. Jay-Z and Rick Ross. Them the only 3 artists we show love to.
And Tracy May. And Tracy May. Say that.
We'll talk about later, but you know, but hey, if you ain't one of them artists, you don't get no love on our website.
or anybody with Ford Exchange.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. Love
that. But, I mean, that first list, I was being facetious about it because everybody on our site hates Tupac. Everybody. Except for
apparently not. Goddamn, yeah. We're on episode 11. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers just lapping it up. It was like Christmas on that bitch. Finally, oh my God! Thank you so much, Peabody.
This is great. When's 13 coming? Whoa, when's 12 coming? I'm like, dude,
skipped on 12 with the 13.
Hey, 112 downloads so far. So you can't be wrong.
I'm glad one person spoke up. Whoever the boss is, hey, salute you, my nigga.
Boss is my hero.
That's fucked up. I do hold up. Back to the list, though. I do think that Childish Gambino should have been on this list. I know it would be kind of weird, but I think he should have been on the list.
No,
he probably didn't accept that shit either.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? He likes being awkward for whatever reason. Like this nigga, he's gonna have to do something eventually. That's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 2 albums. Well, he's what, 6 mixtapes in now?
Mm-hmm.
6 albums / mixtapes in it. It's the same thing. I was a fat, awkward kid. Yeah. Hoes didn't like me. Now I'm on my shit. Now you want to fuck me. And that's...
Well, I've been hearing...
He done that for 6 albums.
Well, and I rap like Lil Wayne.
Yeah, well, yeah, he does. In the interview, he did say that this next album, he's going to reach out to people. So,
uh-oh.
You know, we're going to see.
Push him further away from my album.
But no. I think Schoolboy Q should have been on the list.
I don't think he should have been on the list because I don't, you know, well.
You haven't given him a chance.
Yes, I have. I heard it, one song by him. It was a song with him and ASAP Rocky.
Ooh, that's my shit.
And that song
that's
was wrong.
My
I listened to XM Radio the other day at work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, this song go hard, right? Who is this? That's it. I said Schoolboy Q. I heard of Schoolboy Q before.
Yeah, you know why you heard about him? Because we reviewed the fucking Mick album on the damn VG reviewed the fucking album on the site.
Jizzle. Hey, let me ask you a question. On ASAP Rocky mixtape, he has something called what is that dude name? It's like a skit on there. Something about a cripple.
Oh,
blood.
Yeah. No. It's from the subway, ain't it? Respect this nigga. ASAP nigga. They ain't talking about that.
Yes. Yeah, ASAP. Yeah. I actually saw that YouTube video. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that shit been out for a damn second, though, right? Like, for a few years.
Yeah, like I said, about last year. But yeah, he came out last year. I don't listen to ASAP. I mean, I'm going to start listening to ASAP. I'm going to try to be different now since, you know, I'm going to open my mind this year. I made a promise to myself. I'm not going to be this little closeted homo music listener anymore.
Yeah, homo music listener.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to expand my horizons again, man.
Are you not gonna pause that, or are you just gonna keep going with it, or fuck it?
I tried to throw it in there for him.
Yeah,
nah, I'm not pausing nothing, man.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
who else? Anybody else think there's somebody that should have been on there that wasn't on there? Because I'm fresh out.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Other than Nitty Scott MC, I think she should have been there. She made enough noise to
be. Well, I do feel like they did want to. I always think that they said, "One, okay, one girl." At first, it was like one girl, one white person, or two white people. They always kind of do that anyway.
So yeah, try to please everyone.
Yes, yeah, so I don't think they would do it. They would put her and Iggy on. I do think Iggy buzz is bigger than hers. I mean, and it's the obvious.
Her butt or her buzz? Which one?
I think the butt also too, probably.
Okay.
You know, also too. You know, now that T.I. is helping Iggy. You know, he's going to executive produce her album.
This is true. Oh, shout out to T.I. for signing your homeboy Trey the Truth.
What's up with that? That came out of nowhere. Trey the
Truth got picked up by a Grand Hustle.
But
yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, but I mean, I was thinking about it. I was like, that means what now? If T.I. can stay out of jail, it may mean something. But like, kind of, it was like he joins MJG. They left the label recently. He joined Young Dro. What the fuck does that mean? That means nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. Because, I mean, as far as I know, Trey the Truth is like a big deal in Houston already. He's like a local legend.
Yeah, the day.
So I don't know that this is going to help him out. Yeah, he got a day and shit. So I don't know that this is going to help him out. Like, he was getting backed by congressmen and shit like that. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess with T.I. trying to have a clean image, this is a good dude to have on your team.
I mean, I mean, he's also banned from a few radio stations too. So, and in Texas too.
Who,
so
Trey or T.I.?
Trey.
Yeah. I mean, it is Texas.
is this the ABN dude?
Yeah, asshole by nature.
Oh, okay.
I can't say it. Assholes by nature. I can't say it. I know a friend who can do the damn Trey the Truth voice. I can't do it though. But it's assholes by nature. Him and what's my other boy name? Shit.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. I like Zero a lot, by the way. I don't know why, but I always hate that. I never wrong thing about him. You call yourself a homo and you pausing me.
I said I'm stopping my homo way of listening. That's all I said. And
closeted. It was a lot of of phallic references.
Are you trying to say something?
With that statment.
Are you trying to say something?
Just saying. Well, there was a lot of tender seat kind of talking.
Stop it.
But no, but
you know.
But yeah. I will say that, I mean, for this list, though, I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, they got most of everybody who accepted it. I do think that ever since they missed the Drake thing, first of all, I don't know y'all getting the cover. I just know that Frank Matelli got a fucking bear on the top of his head.
Yeah, what?
A bear. He has like a bear. He has a bear coat. He has a fur coat, and the bear still attached to it. And it's like a hood. The bear is a hood.
The head is like a bear rug.
Yeah, I just noticed that. But no, I do think ever since they missed the Drake when Drake wanted to do it, and they kind of overshot him, and Nicki Minaj, they were kind of shot her. I think as the internet it gets bigger and huger every second, this is not gonna mean as much any fucking way. You get what I'm kind of saying? Because I mean, think about it. What's up?
It doesn't mean shit anyway if they're turning it down. Like, once the people that you're reaching out to, the bigger names, the more known names, like 2 Chainz, is like, fuck your list.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean shit anymore.
Because you missed them, though. Because that's the problem is because I think they feel slighted because you missed them. Like, you know, the days, look, and last year, when they went up and they said, hey, what about this Tyler the Creator guy? And they said, no, he's never going to do it again anyway.
You're gonna feel slighted. There's only 10 people.
Exactly.
There's 30,000 rappers born every day.
Yeah, but so then again, he's gonna
miss some people.
He's gonna be real pissed off. He's gonna be real pissed off if you put Freddie Gotts on instead of Ty the Creator, though, right? Like, what the fuck? Who is this?
Yeah, but I mean, certain rappers, I don't think should even give a shit. I mean, you ate a roach in your video and threw it up. You hung yourself. You probably shouldn't care about this commercial ass XXL. Freshman list is all I'm saying.
You rape balloon chick, whatever, blow up doll in your video. This is, whoa.
Yeah, at this point, you should be well past the catering to commercial media.
Exactly.
Yeah. Give me 1 second, because I do want to pull up the 2011 list to see who do y'all think came up or went down. But Give me one moment here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's largely commercial. It's just about the people that you think you're going to see in videos and that they're going to push in their articles. That's basically what it is.
So last year, Meek Mill made the list, so that was a good pick.
Still ain't dropped an album. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Big Crit made the list last year.
Of course.
Little Twist, bad pick.
Bad pick.
Yellow Wolf, that was okay pick. Fred the Godson, bad pick.
You crazy in your head. Awesome.
Matt Miller made it. YG.
Who?
YG, bad pick. Lil B. Okay pick, I guess.
I mean, he made a lot of noise. He wasn't good, but he made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
That's all he did, made a lot of noise.
Yeah. and the last two was Kendrick Lamar and Diggy Simmons. So I think the list was okay last year, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but I think when that list came out, it's hard to go back and remember, but I think we knew all them motherfuckers.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know half the cats.
Yeah, I mean, you were just naming people, and I was just like, I mean, even in my little, you know, closed community of hip-hop, I was like, who? You like Machismo and this and that. I don't
know. Nakamura.
Whatever.
I mean, but hold up. Most people you knew. You knew Machine Gun Kelly. You knew Danny Brown.
No, I didn't. No,
you know Machine Gun Kelly. We talked about him before.
I've heard of him. I mean, I know him. Come on, bro.
Okay, you knew Roscoe Dash, you knew Future, you knew Iggy Azalea, knew you Don Tripp, you knew Frank Montana. So you knew most of the people on the list.
I knew their name. Yeah. Haven't heard them.
That is the difference. We do know the names, but we don't know any products.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't name, besides Don Tripp on that list, you know, besides the obvious, the Roscoe Dashes, Future. The Futures, the Don Tripp, the
Danny Brown?
Danny Brown, you know. Other than that, they're like the only ones I heard music from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. We can move on. You
know? Yeah, let's move on.
Are we going to start trying to do one? Or are we going to do a nappy afro list? We're going to start doing one in 2013.
I mean, you know, if we can get the people to care, you know, I mean, because we hate just to throw a list up there and nobody cares but us. But then, hey.
Don't get me started on these goddamn readers. You know, we love Front Nation, but you motherfuckers are some of the most loyally disloyal motherfuckers. We love y'all. So let's get into the segment that they hate the most, the sports. We got to talk about sports because we got to talk about this damn, I guess we can call it an All-Star Weekend.
I mean, I know the hoes are happy about it. The fans, I don't know if they were.
The hoes happy about it.
Yeah, the hoes always come up on All-Star Weekend.
I mean, what are you talking about? You couldn't get a
Christmas for that motherfucker.
You couldn't get a rental in the state of Florida last weekend, man, for nothing, man. I was like, Lord, everybody, Orlando. I'm like, where? What's going on? Disney World? No, All-Star Weekend. Oh.
But you can peep the rundown, yo. There was a celebrity All-Star game. There was a D-League All-Star game.
What? Whoa. D-League has All-Stars?
D-League had an All-Star game.
I thought the purpose of you going to the D-League was get your game.
Hey, can I say this, though? Their sign contest was a little better, though. But then again, that's probably the problem, right? They spend too much time on the slam dunks and not the jumpers, right?
Like D-League All-Star?
They had the game with it's not the Futures and the whatever the fuck they
call it. Rickies and
Chuck and the Shaq. It was the Chuck and Shaq game.
The Rising Star.
And then they had the All-Star game. Like you had four fucking games for All-Star Weekend.
Wow.
And the dunk contest. There was more dunks, better dunks in the games than there was in the fucking dunk contest.
I mean, dunk contest needs to be gone. I mean, I know when they took it away the first time and people were like, hey, bring it back. And then they brought it back and it was like, come on. What I think they need to do with the dunk contest, you bring some niggas from the street, them N1 street niggas that don't mind breaking their neck doing dunks. You bring them niggas in and let them dunk against the NBA cats. You know what I'm saying? And that way, because, I mean, I was looking at some dunks like, dudes, like, they doing some real, but these rich cats, they're not trying to do nothing crazy because they get hurt. They know their money gone. So you bring in the top, that nigga that work at Walmart, but he can jump out the gym. I want to see him. I want to see a nigga jump from the free throw line with two hands and a 360 between the legs. Bam! You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely several ways they could make the dunk contest better. That's definitely one of them. They could let these college dudes come out here and dunk. The motherfuckers that's going to be in the draft anyway.
Yeah.
Let them come dunk. They could have the mascots fucking dunk. Let them get out there with the trampoline.
Yes. That way we at least have some comedy out to deal.
But you do know, like, what everybody else is mostly, I guess the consensus is that they're saying put $1 million up. And then that way we may get LeBron James. I'm just telling you, if ESPN analysts, newspaper, people are saying that's the thing that they put a million up or more. Because LeBron said he'd do it for $1 million.
No, he
LeBron's
wouldn't.
Full of shit.
That's what he said.
Thank you.
He's full of shit. Here's a reason. The number one reason that these cats, the stars, and that's why it used to be dope, is because the stars were in the dunk contest. Yep. Dominique Wilkins was in the dunk contest. Michael Jordan was in the dunk contest. Skinny Skywalker was in the motherfucking dunk contest. Yep. We don't know these niggas. These are stranger niggas trying to dunk. And the reason that they're stranger niggas trying to dunk is because nobody wants a LeBron to get hurt jumping for some bullshit game.
The
owners don't want them to play.
Hold on.
Players don't want to do it. So
you really
shit.
Think $1 million will make LeBron do this? See, he got like $300 million. Like, oh, one more million, and maybe get a dunk. No, LeBron, you're not gonna get in.
Let me read you the quote real quickly, because they asked him. Oh yeah, he explains.
LeBron says a lot of shit.
I was about to say he told people in Cleveland,
I'm not going nowhere, right?
Yeah,
I'm a LeBron fan. He says a lot of shit. Fuck that. $1 million should not be motivation to put on the show.
A million, especially when I can see if he was a dude making league minimum and he was like, you know what, for $1 million, I'd do it. LeBron, he's got Nike. Like, he ain't even spent an NBA check yet, man. Mm-mm. Never spent one.
Come on. He said, when you stack the million, he said, somebody asked him, if the slam dunk contest for $1 million, what would you do? He said, then I definitely would consider it. I mean, who wouldn't consider it? But then, who is it? Ernie Johnson said, Ernie Johnson said at the damn play, he said, I don't take it away from these guys, but we need the stars back. But just to get the bare essence of it and having been around this thing for ages, obviously it's going to be a more marquee event with showdowns like back in the day when we had Michael Jordan going against Dominique Wilkins. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right, and that's the thing, it's missing. It doesn't have any star power, and that's no shade to the niggas that was in it. That two-handed dunk, the two-ball dunk, that was great.
But
that,
you know what?
Was dope.
His other dunk sucked ass.
Yeah. The motorcycle joint?
Motorcycle joint.
Hey, everybody want to jump over stuff now. Stop, man. It's not showing me nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then, last year, if I'm not mistaken, last year, All-Star Weekend, LeBron said he was going to be... They asked him something about it, and he said he was going to be in it next year. And they was like, okay, folks, we got it. LeBron's going to be in it next year. It might have been 2 years ago. But anyway, he keep lying. You know what I'm saying? Like Kobe. It's like, Kobe, you going to get a slam dunk contest? He's like, nobody asked me. I'm like, Kobe.
Nobody asked me.
It's a travesty that these motherfuckers not in it. You know, I would love to see Dwight Howard get in there.
Blake Griffin, why was he in it? Mr. Dunk, Dunk right. Almighty.
That's all he does.
Oh, he won it last year, though. Didn't he win it last year?
I think the thing is, these guys don't want to be like, I went into it and I lost. You know what I'm saying? I think, telling you, I think that's what, to them, they're like, I don't want to do it and I lose. And people say, oh, you can't dunk and all that shit. I don't know.
I'd be like, let me see you dunk. Oh, okay. And another thing, this voting, the fan vote.
The Twitter voting?
You don't let
the fan vote is horrible.
Yeah, you don't let people that can't dunk vote on dunking. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop. You know what I mean? You can't have me, you know what I'm saying, voting on a dunk. I ain't never dunked in my life if it went 8 foot goal. You know, I'm not about no man.
Shout out to J. Cole. I see they played you. You were supposed to be the judge, and then they took away all the judges.
but he did dunk. He dunked in the celebrity game though. He caught an alley oop from
Yeah, but he was supposed to be the judge for this shit.
Yeah,
on the eight foot goal.
No, oh, okay. He's like 6'5".
He's 6'2".
All right, okay.
I mean,
either way, and I missed the celebrity game. I'm kind of pissed at that.
I mean, you know. I know I'm not that tall, but I know J. Cole ain't that much taller than me, and I met the guy.
I don't believe that, because I have no... Oh, he's 6'3".
That's what... Ding, ding, ding. Did I say 6'2"?
I'm saying you're right.
Like I said, I met the guy, bro. Good gracious.
You know what, though? I don't believe you met him, because I got no interview. I got no video.
I got a signed XXL magazine.
Never saw it. Never saw it.
Oh. Hey.
Never saw it.
It don't say love J. Cole like this nigga should say love Mayor Hawthorne.
It sure don't. Nah, he ain't put no heart on my joint.
He ain't trying to mack your wife either.
Nope. Didn't try to mack my girl I was with. Nah, man. I was gonna smoke some weed with him, but I was just like, Nah, I wait. Too many of y'all niggas. I'm not just, nah. Sorry.
You see how they blowing up this damn file, too. They blowing up Dwayne Wade about this file. They talking about the league should say something to Dwayne Wade about the shit for playing too hard in the All-Star game. What do y'all think about this shit?
Yeah, ESPN, but playing too hard?
They're saying that it was too hard of a file for a game that didn't matter.
It does matter. But, let's just stop. Because if they play like the NFL Pro Bowl game, people going to have problems. So, I mean, first of all, it was 150 points on one side. So, you can't. So we know they weren't playing any defense. Okay, your team was up by 21. You know, like, hey, let's just make a game out of it. We make it close. What are we supposed to do? Like, I mean, hey, look, that's what I said. Hey, I agree with Sprint Jones. Fans are dumb. Fans are idiots.
Yeah, pretty much. And it seems like they try to do everything to demonize Heat. Like, at some point, the Heat became, you know, Darth Vader and the dark side of the Force. Now, they trying to get Wade suspended, and they were mad because he didn't apologize.
Who did he foul?
Kobe.
Oh, yeah, fuck him, man. Yeah, get him out of here, man. He can't be doing that.
Nigga, did you just change your
tune? Yeah, did you see that shit? Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, man.
Did you change your tune that fast?
I mean, look, man, I was watching the game. It must have happened like within 30 seconds because I was watching my stream on the computer and all of a sudden my battery went dead and I was like, oh, well, I don't know who won the game. It was a 3-point game like 30 seconds ago. I don't know. So it must have happened after then because I didn't see it. But dang.
But you said before I said who he fouled, you was like, fuck that. And then once I said who he fouled, you said, fuck him.
Exactly, man. Listen, man. I told you, it's only a couple people in this world I get upset about, man. And Kobe Bean Bryant is one of those people. But go ahead.
Fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. Anyway, it was one of those things. It was All-Star weekend, I guess. They need to do something else. That damn shoot pass, whatever the fuck they call the drill.
The skills challenge
is awful.
No, yeah. It's not, man.
This shit's awful.
I like the skills challenge, man.
Why? The passing shit, the little point guard drill, they walk through that bitch, and it's the same every year. There's nothing different.
But you see Devin, sometimes they go fast. Like, what's your little dude, little light-skinned dude? Devin, whatever.
Devin Williams? Darren Williams?
I said Devin. See, you not listening.
Tony Parker? I'm just saying it. Tony Parker?
He did all right, but I'm talking about fat. But anyway, I like
Steve, Steve Nash, Kevin Love. I'm just going to put out names. But you know what, though? But if somebody, like, I guess because
we're Love and his wife at? They know about basketball.
No, I'm saying I'm
Devin Harris, man. That's his name.
Anyway, no, but what I'm saying is I wonder like if you came home and you told your homeboys, hey man, I know you didn't see the All-Star game, I won a trophy. What you win this slander contest? Nah, son. Nah. Something better than that. Oh, 3-point good. Nah, nigga. What the fuck you win? The skill challenge? What the fuck is that? Oh, it's when you go on an obstacle course and you throw it in a hoop. And then you do a layup at the end, and then you do a 3-point shot.
I hate that shit. Yeah. I hate it.
No,
I hate it. I hate the fact that they get the legends on that shit too, with the females that never get to see play. Like Kenny Smith is shooting threes. No,
that's what he did, son. That's what he did.
I don't care. He did that shit 20 years ago. I don't want to see him All-Star weekend.
We saw Dennis
All-Star.
Dennis Scott was there. Chris Mullin was there. I was like, where the fuck did these niggas come from?
I don't need to see y'all. And if you're going to put the women in the game to appease the people, either have the women's All-Star game or actually show the women play ball on TV. Don't just bring them out for this bullshit weekend.
Well, I mean, the NBA bought the WNBA, and they're trying to save it. And so they try to incorporate because, you know, when the WNBA All-Star game is, I bet you only know when it is. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know when any of the shit is because they never show the games on TV.
They come on TV every once in a while, you know. Dude, what I mean, you
probably catch 6 games all season. Same with the girls' basketball. Since Maya left, they don't even show the women's basketball no more.
Hey, matter of fact, Maya and them won the championship in the WNBA last year. She was the MVP. They won the championship in WNBA. Hey, She keeps winning.
I was following that motherfucker from high school. No stalko. I knew she was gonna be dope.
Oh yeah, and when she went to, I think she went to what school she went to in Atlanta? It was around Monday. It wasn't Monday's Mill, but anyway, she was
one of y'all big schools that always kicks out.
She only lost 2 games in high school. She was raw. 2.
Yep. She was dunking back then too.
Yeah, she was.
I hate women basketball personally. Just
it's more fundamentally sound.
That's all they fucking say. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Because it's the truth. Like they don't, you know, niggas be trying to dunk.
I got it. Like I got it.
They shoot better than the guys. They shoot better. I mean,
it's that fast break is something crazy.
It's frustrating. Fast break. It's frustrating. Oh my god, it's frustrating.
Don't care.
Yeah, I understand.
I will say that
they hate women, man. We know you hate women.
They do lower the net in volleyball women's volleyball. Shouldn't they lower the basketball goal for women?
No. Equality.
Not unless they're going to do it everywhere.
I mean, listen, you got the smaller ball. Smaller ball. They have a smaller ball.
Yeah, but they play with a smaller ball from grade school on up. You can't just change the rim unless they're going to do that shit in grade school. You can't shoot on the 10-foot rim to 8 feet or 6 feet all of a sudden in college or pros.
Why would you want them to play with a smaller goal? That's whack.
They be dunking on each other then.
So, that's not going to make the game. I'd rather see them shoot threes.
If they were dunking on each other on an 8.5-foot goal, I'd watch that shit.
That's because you want to see somebody's crotch and somebody's face. It has nothing to do with...
Exactly. You know what? If you read my mind there. I appreciate that, man.
They got porn for that.
Yeah. You know. Hey. I'm laughing because Saul, I may cut this out, may not. Saul put me on. Saul and Tracy May. What the fuck y'all had me talking about last time? Do you want to talk about that on the air?
I'm really looking at you like, what are you talking about? Finish your thought.
Yeah. You remember, and I have to record it too. After one of the procast, we talked about an hour.
Oh, we was talking about fucking porn and all of that bullshit.
No. We're talking about, it was wrestling porn that I didn't know about.
Yeah. The Ultimate Surrender. Yeah, this shit's wild, yo. That shit is wild.
Yeah, I would watch Ultimate Surrender before I watch WNBA basketball. Just saying.
What about the women? Do y'all watch the Lingerie Football League? Lingerie Football League? You watch the shit?
Does they come on MTV too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Them motherfuckers be hitting, yo.
They be hitting, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to become a season ticket holder. So, you know.
It better cost. I buy a season ticket if it costs $20. That's all I give you.
Oh, speaking of which, this is a little bit of a detour, but it's sports. You see your boy T.O. got 3 touchdowns in his debut game for the indoor league.
I don't know if
Asking immediately, is that enough to get him back in the league?
No. I don't know if you know this, but I got 1 touchdown, too, in that same game.
Half the motherfuckers are working in call centers and shit during the day. And then they show up and play football. So, no, T.O. getting 3 touchdowns. He should have had 7.
Exactly.
I'm like, you only had 3? I'm like,
on a 50-yard field, indoor, was, it's just.
You playing against some schmucks? Like, man, come on, man. Stop, T.O. Nah, you're supposed to do better than that. You're supposed to have, like, 10 touchdowns if you want to get back in the league. But you got to get your attitude together, because if I'm a GM, I don't want your old ass trying to catch balls. Sorry.
He can still do it.
I'm just kind of mind-boggling that T.O. is not in the league though. That's crazy.
You get injured, and your attitude stinks. That's a recipe to get you out of the league.
I think he still can play.
Allen Iverson still think he can play.
But Allen Iverson's not 6'4 and throwing receivers, throwing people on the ground. Like, I think he didn't do anything when he was in Cincinnati. He didn't have any issues.
No.
I mean, who can have issues in Cincinnati?
The whole team is fucking ex-cons. Exactly.
So it wouldn't even buzz on the radar. T.O. acting up, oh, man, everybody acts up in Cincinnati. I mean, that's what I said. Cincinnati, the Bengals. Every nigga got arrested last season.
He was on good behavior. He was on good behavior, though. I mean, even the coach said that. Even Marvin Lewis said he was on good behavior.
Compared to Ocho Cinco, yes, you're a great citizen.
One of them had issues last season, for real.
Marvin Lewis turns a blind eye to everything.
That is true.
He's like, got no choice now. The motherfucker's unemployed.
Oh, he got fired.
He should be. Shit.
Oh, I'm about to say they ain't got rid of Marvin Lewis. Man, that man got some dirt on the Paul Brown family or something.
Yeah.
Whatever his name, Paul Allen, whatever his name is. He got some dirt on them because he can't get fired. I mean.
Andy Dalton just saved his job.
Yeah, yeah, him and AJ Green. Shout out to AJ Green.
Yeah, that shit worked out perfectly. I hope my team does something like that this year. Jesus Christ.
Did you read that story about LeBron James? I know I'm not shitting on LeBron.
Some hate.
No. I was reading an article about him. He orders his steak cut up already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know there's a lot of he's been known to choke jokes to go around. I just think that's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not ordering. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It's
weird. Yeah, well done. Well done and cut up in bite-sized pieces before it comes to his table. Wow.
Yeah, well, what about Kobe, who's known to rape women from behind in Colorado?
Hey, at least he sees what he wants and goes after.
Hey. Yeah, I guess that's fine. You know, man, she had four different semen in her drawers.
Hey, that's fine. Like I said, at least he was aggressive.
He turned that shit off.
I mean, he is a closer. Yeah. He is a closer at the end of the game.
They closed the book on that motherfucker, yeah, too.
I mean, it's better than giving LeBron a dollar. He only give you three quarters back, man. You ask for change. Last thing about sports, man. Robert Griffin, he ran a 4.3 in the 40. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Shit, it's fantastic for the Rams.
I don't think combine means shit, personally.
Everybody talk about 40 times. I mean, that's just something.
Who gives a fuck? You know who runs the fast 40? Usain Bolt. You know who can't catch a fucking ball? Usain Bolt. So okay, it doesn't.
What does that have to do with
I'm
football?
Saying it doesn't. If running fast means shit. I think
it means a lot in football.
You don't watch these motherfuckers play all these goddamn games, and now all this shit's gonna hinge on a fucking 40. Come on, man. I'm just saying.
Well, my thing is, I don't think he should have ran because I don't. You know, with him being under 6'3", mm-hmm. you know, there's only a couple of 6'3" quarterbacks under 6'3" in the league, mm-hmm. and they got big arms and mm-hmm. or fast legs. And with him, because Andrew Luck's not throwing. And so I think Robert Griffin shouldn't have ran. He should just threw the ball and show that I can be a quarterback because I don't want you trying to turn me into a Cordell Stewart or nothing like that. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because if he don't cut it, they're going to make him a wide receiver. He ran a 4.3, so he's fast. Let's see. You know, I just don't want to see him go down that route. Even though I think he looked like Andre 3000.
He'll be okay holding a clipboard behind Peyton.
He would say that because he wouldn't be the number one pick, and with number one pick comes a lot of money. So of course I hold that you know, but he's not gonna be number one pick.
Yeah. Do you think
if I was a GM, I'd pick him. I think that he's got too much skill to be moved to wide receiver or some other shit. Mm-hmm. If there was ever a quarterback that maybe should have been moved, it would have been your boy Tebow.
Stop it!
But hey, I'm just saying. It should have been Tebow. If they can try it with Tebow, then all these other quarterbacks got a shot, I think. And I think RG3, if nothing else, he understands the fucking offense, and he can play as a pocket passer, which is different than, you know, a Cordell or some of these other quarterbacks that try and move. This nigga can run, but he can also pass.
He was at Baylor, and, you know, can't really count. I said he was at Baylor, and I can't really count that as a football experience. But you know, hey,
and maybe not. But the motherfucker got the Heisman assessor record, so shit. I mean, if you look at his stats. If Andrew Luck is the shit, his stats are up there with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, true.
So all these motherfuckers sucking Andrew Luck's dick. Hey, RG3 has the stats to match, and he can rush.
Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, I just saw RG3 in big games, mm-hmm. and he was not RG3. He was RG get my ass whooped, but go ahead.
No, I heard somebody say, you remember the year when Reggie Bush played at number one, and then Texas went ahead and signed, what's your boy's name?
DeMario Williams.
Like the damn day before, you know what I'm saying? He was just shocked. A lot of people saying this shit, it has a chance for this shit to happen this go around.
Because but they're going to sign Luck or RG?
RG3, because Luck is... What the fuck? Because Luck is, you know, is you know, predicted to go number one. But RG3 is doing more stuff, supposedly. You know what I'm saying? He's wooing a lot of people.
The thing about it is that if you were sold on Luck, Luck didn't do anything during the combine to make you not want to.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga, Luck still ran like a 4.5 or a 4.6 itself, which I didn't even know he had that kind of speed.
So they said he was faster than Cam Newton, man. They was like, oh, he's just as fast as Cam Newton. That's it.
Yeah, Cam ran like a 4.6 or a 4.7 in the 40 or some shit like that. But, I don't think Luck did it enough to make the Colts not pick him. I think RG made enough for them to take a look at him. But I don't know that fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know. This is gonna be a pretty, you know, a pretty suspenseful. Because I mean, if we get an answer, I feel that if the Colts say, hey, we're taking a look, they're saying, hey, Peyton, it's been real. Give me a hug, but it's time to move on.
I don't think it matters whether they keep Peyton or not. Luck is your pick. Luck is your pick. Unless you're going to trade and, you know, get a whole draft for that number one spot, you pick Luck. Peyton's only going to give you about 3 more years, regardless of what's going on with his neck. I'm not giving you no more than 3 years.
But the new way of quarterbacks, you get what, a year, half a year at the most now? Back in the day, you get like 3 years. Now you get what? You might be out there the first game, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Like to some of the games before you start?
Some rookies, you know, back, especially when we was growing up, rookies, like, how long was Steve Young or all these, how long were they holding the clipboard? You know what I'm saying? Like, they used to sit down for a while. But now, it's like, now, can't look at Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? Look at, you know, it's like.
Because they're drafted into teams that have no alternatives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they ended up starting because, shit, that's what had to happen.
But even back in the day, I feel that when you got drafted, even if you had a turnover, you're not starting that first game because you're a rookie. They want you to just learn the game, but I guess it may be more money up too, so they want to get their money to work quick too. So.
Well, I mean, some of the times it was a lot of coaches like that, but then you start having motherfuckers like your boy down in Atlanta who get in there who can actually, you know, take the team to do what they need to do, Flacco, and you know they're able to do it. So the idea that you got to sit for 2 or 3 years is bullshit. You know, there are examples where it's worked if you put the right shit in place. So I don't know if it matters, but if I'm Indianapolis, I'm picking either Luck or RG3. I don't give a fuck if I keep paying or not. That's what I'm going with. And if I'm the Rams and Luck get picked, I'm picking RG3.
That's
the dude I want. I'd say we trade Bradford and get, you know, we could probably still get a first round pick for Bradford and maybe a third round and keep RG3.
I didn't know St. Louis didn't have a team. I'm sorry.
You bitch.
I'm sorry. I like the Rams. I thought you were talking about
how many rings does your team have in the 2000s?
No, ask him how many rings this team have in the last 30 years.
The answer to both of y'all answers is because it's a quiz and I mean it's a riddle is fuck you both of you. That's the answer to both of them.
I'm just saying. At least we showed up in the history books.
We in the history books.
Man, that was
winning.
That was an AFL championship.
We have one Super Bowl ring. That's all.
Y'all didn't win no damn Super Bowl. Y'all beat the Colts, nigga.
Shit. You shitting me? Put some money on it.
When the Jets won the Super Bowl, man.
Put some money on it.
You talking about the Joe Namath guarantee? That was against the Colts.
Put some fucking money on it.
Okay. I mean, it's your team. You're supposed to know.
They didn't do it in 2000s. I know that shit.
They won Super Bowl III and they defeated the Baltimore Colts. So.
Super Bowl III?
Mm-hmm.
They are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't no St. Louis had a team. This nigga's a Super Bowl.
I didn't know. Listen. First of all, everybody know the Jets. You never gonna forget the Jets in the goddamn league. That's all I gotta goddamn say. But
hey, well, you can look at the damn book and see who got a ring. And you know the Rams in that motherfucker too.
I mean, the Ravens got it. Who doesn't have a ring at this point?
The Eagles?
Yeah,
I'm about to say. Other people have rings.
That was kind of knock at the Eagles, so I'm just saying. But, you know, who doesn't have a ring other than the Eagles? I mean, other than that, maybe Falcons. I don't know.
The Browns.
And you know what's funny about the Browns, though? The damn Baltimore Ravens move, and they get a fucking ring. The Browns like, they're just a goddamn bitch.
Hold on. How they... Whoa. Look at this championship, this American Football League. NFL. Okay.
Super Bowl III, motherfucker. Super Bowl III, motherfucker.
Super Bowl III, back with black and white TVs.
AFL, NFL, Super Bowl championship. I don't think
Super
that's
Super Bowl III, motherfucker.
I don't think that's a Super Bowl, man.
Google it. Put in Super Bowl III. Put in Super Bowl III.
Matter of fact, why don't we trade y'all Sam Bradford? At least you have a quarterback then.
Can I say something about that, though? I have soured on Dirty Sanchez. I have soured on him. He too busy, fucking two bitches in the same day, according to the New York Post. The motherfucker, he supposed to be in them damn books. But that's okay. We gotta have to fix that situation because this is not working out. I thought, because look, for the first few years I was like, you know what, maybe now, nah. Sanchez,
your offense looks retarded out there too, though. I don't understand.
Goes to the fucking quarterback. I think the quarterback just ain't dedicated, and that's fine. I mean,
it can't all be his fault.
Yes, it, mean, yeah, we put it.
Couldn't figure out who was the running back for half the damn time. Mm-hmm. You had dropsies at wide receiver slot number one, and then you got Plaxico ass. I don't know.
Plaxico probably going to the fucking Eagles.
That's where he wants to.
The Eagles gonna take him. If he could knock some damn door, the Eagles gonna take him.
He said, I would love, because we need a receiver.
Eagles gonna take him. Quickly. I
take care of Deshaun. Y'all need to take care of Deshaun. Otherwise, you're going to fuck around and be a Ram. And then, then you talk to Plaxico if that's what you want to do. But
we need offensive linemen, linebackers before we need a Plaxico. That's what we need. But, you know.
Well, what's your spot in the draft this year? What number y'all drafting?
Hey, we were sucky this year, so we at least should have about a 17 pick or something like that. We have a draft. Yeah. We, you know. Hey, be easy right there on Wikipedia. Let's ask him.
Yeah, I'm looking for my damn draft spot, though, for real, though. Cause I think it's 30. I'm not sure, though. It's fucked up, though.
Excuse me.
30? Goddamn. I'm hoping that they keep talking about us trading. They saying that we're trading with the race skins. I hate them motherfuckers. I hope that's not
what we're trading with. What'd you call them?
The race skins.
I hate them bastards. So I really don't want to trade with their ass anyway. I'd rather trade with the Browns because they got two first round picks and they only number four. And we could pick up Khalil. At least I hope we pick up Khalil. Mm-mm-mm. And then we can make some moves. But I don't know, man. It should be interesting. I know I'm ready for this fucking draft. I wish they would have like a D-League. It's too much of a break between the NFL season and...
They have an NFL European League. Is that still around?
Ooh, they closed the NFL Europe, what, in 2007 or some shit?
Yeah, that was terrible. I'm going to tell you how I knew about the NFL Europe League when you fucking play Madden. You remember you play Madden, like, who the fuck is this team? Who the fuck is this team? Oh, okay.
Shit, at least Madden had some options then, though. It was dope. You know, you could bring them into the NFL. I was like, shit, I'm going to be the Ryan Galaxy up in this one.
Oh, God. But you know what, though? If you want to whoop on a team ass, you pick one of Europe teams. You'll beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah, because that was the D-League Cats.
Yeah.
Y'all have the 16th pick, and the Eagles have the 15th pick.
Oh, okay. You talking to me, Jern. I mean, you and me and Saul.
That's both of y'all. Right? We got the second pick.
Yeah, you know, Saul Wright team are always top three pick.
Wow. Slow down.
Last year, shit. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, that wraps it up for sports, man. We're gonna move on, get it. You know, y'all can turn back on your podcast, take us off mute, man. Let's talk about music again. Well, I noticed we did have a question. We had two questions in the forums that we want to just ask real fast. Let me go pull them up. One is from Peabody.
Ask some questions, y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah. Send the questions in. I wish we had another way y'all can send them in where you don't have to sign into the forums. But, you know, just
they can email them to us.
Yeah, they can email them. But, you know, if you look on the front, it goes straight to the forum. But anyway, this is a question from Peabody, you know, the Tupac guy. He says, when is music going to be back in the background? When will y'all make a list of y'all favorite top 10 producers? So be easy. Could you please answer that question?
I gotta answer the question.
You're the editor, so I mean, you the one, you know, hey, when is the music?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there some music playing behind us now?
Is it music?
Probably not. Okay. All right. Hold on. Y'all pause for a second because it's breaking. Y'all breaking up. Hold on.
You went in a tornado, nigga.
Hey, it probably got something to do with me. I'm not bullshitting. Okay, go ahead. No, the music thing, because right now I'm doing a Mano review. And
Mano, the rapper?
Yeah. And that's basically it. If I can tonight, I will. If not,
you don't have to, man. It's just Peabody asking a question. It's just a question, man. Nobody's saying it has to be done. You can say, hey, it's on the next one. Or, yeah. You know, do like he do the volume. So now, volume 20, I have music.
Yeah, but I know he said we'll talk about the top 10 producers. I would rather do like our favorite producer, our top 2 producers a piece. I do that.
We'll do that on number 20, Peabody. I'm glad you brought that up.
Next Frocast,
we're going to talk about top 10 producers.
Not top 10. We're going to do our top 2. I ain't doing no 10.
Fuck yeah, because I can name 10 producers.
I don't like 10 producers that much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
we'll just do our favorite 2 and keep it moving.
Spoiler alert. It's not Dr. Dre. I'm solid on Dr. Dre, by the way.
I mean, if everybody's going to say Premier, so I mean, who cares?
I'm not saying Premier.
Kanye West, he produced Watch the Throne.
Okay. One of them going to be Jess Blaze. And that's all I'm saying.
But the other one isn't Primo?
Hey, tune in to episode 20 to find out.
Wow.
Bullshit.
Wow. Okay. But it's not Premiere, though.
Yeah. And we got another question. It's from not staff member, forum member. Woo. That'd be crazy. From forum member Arnold. Arnold, what's going on, man? It's been a while. But his question is, he says, I got a question. He said, I'm a little low in the self-esteem department. What can I do to build that up? I wear nice clothes and a nice car, but I just can't talk to the women without getting nervous. I know there are some players on this board, and I know it's some squares, and this is in quotation mark with parentheses, like that gay ass nigga Peabody. He said, so help us non-having game cats out. You know.
First thing I would say is you post half of your content was porn.
Yes.
I want to try and talk to the girls, unlike what you see in the porn. Yeah,
porn might have ruined your life, Arnold. I mean, you know.
I 100% disagree, but go ahead, though.
Porn is not real. You know, porn makes you believe every girl should have a shaved crotch. Porn makes you believe every, you know, it's distorted your reality, Arnold. So I'm just going to say, try to be yourself. Just be, you know, if you like porn, you're going to have to find you a freaky girl. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't go up to a girl in the grocery store and say, hey, you know, and treat her like you treat, you know, a girl on Bang Brothers. You just can't do that.
You can't.
No, you can't. You know, no.
Okay, can I say something? I totally disagree with the whole porn situation. I do think that if it wasn't porn, I wouldn't have most of my arsenal of sex moves in the bedroom. But,
yeah,
I'm putting out be gross out you want to. I'm just keeping it real.
But let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that has hampered your ability to, you know, be with a woman? Not saying be with a woman, but like, don't you think that
actual relationships?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell y'all something. And everybody, the 72 people that downloaded the podcast last week, turn up the dial. This is Beezy getting real with y'all. I'm finna share something with y'all. That's weird. It's really weird, but I'm gonna share it to you. In my lifetime, damn it, why am I saying this? And pause alert. Put the pause alert on right now. I have never been able to masturbate.
Now, why the fuck are you sharing that with us?
Hey, I'm being real.
Why is that relevant to anything?
This is some real shit.
Who gives a fuck?
Listen. I have no problem with masturbation. If I masturbate, I masturbate at least 5 times a day if I could. That being said, looking at porn for me is like looking at food I can't eat. And that's why I have jumped on a lot of grenades in my life with the women folk, because I need to, some of the time I just need to get this shit out of my system.
So for
me, porn helps me out.
It sounds like it doesn't.
It does help me out.
But like I said, from what you just said, I mean, that's some weird stuff you just said there, man.
I'm just being real with you. Thank you.
Listen. I'm leaving the Frocast. This nigga just shared way too much information.
Can I masturbate?
Arnold is not allowed to ask any more questions for the Frocast.
I do it for y'all.
But Peabody did fire back at Arnold and called him. He just said, "You're too funny." But I think you caught the fade on that one, Peabody. I'm just going to say it again. You caught the fade from Arnold again.
Catch this
he
fade.
He got you again. He got you again, Peabody. So, you know, you're going to have to come a little better than that, man. You just can't say that and just leave it alone. But, yeah, so hopefully next week we have more questions. We had two this week. Thank you, Peabody and Arnold, for submitting those questions. We'll try to give better advice, and we'll leave be easy out of it next time. Because
I can't believe you said that shit.
Oh, God. Listen, it's okay.
I mean, but somebody masturbating 5 times a day.
I would. I probably would, though.
Why? That's unsafe.
Hey.
And that not only that, it goes into his fucking problem. Yes. If you can't talk to women and you fucking around and jacking off 5 times a day,
I have no problem. Okay, you talking about me or Arnold?
We're talking about Arnold.
I'm talking about the general.
I have no problem talking to women. I just would. I mean, first of all, you understand, this is 30 plus years, you know, of not doing that. So if I got it, that's kind of like, you know, a blind man seeing. I'm sure Stevie Wonder would look at everybody like 100 times. So I probably do it all the time, but I'm just saying. It's real shit.
That's sad.
I don't know. We'll try and move the show along after this shit.
I'm gonna tell you this, bro. It ain't all that great, but go ahead, man.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how the fuck we gonna recover from that shit. This shit is ridiculous.
What's next on the agenda? So, all right, God,
I don't know where the fuck we are right now. I'm completely,
man. I'm totally disgusted, man. I just want to hear my Black History moment, man, and just say we're just gonna have to cut this.
God,
can we?
It's like 3 in a row. He done ruined it with something, man. First it was the Dexter sheets, then it was the crazy ass that story he told us, and we were just like, we're speechless. I mean, just hey, man. God, dog, man.
Listen.
No. Last time you said that, man, you know, man. Let's just.
This motherfucker, yo.
I will say that one of my baby mamas, Tracy May, did come out with an album.
That's what we're supposed to talk about, man.
No. Yeah, shit. You damn near derailed that. The homegirl Tracy May dropped her second mixtape, and I think she's going to do another one. You know, spoiler alert. I think she may do another one. I don't know if she'll do any more after that. But she dropped another mixtape, and it's dope. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go ahead and download that shit. Support Tracy May on Bandcamp.
Speaking of Tracy May, do. Speaking of masturbation material.
Oh, good.
As long as you're not masturbating to that song, that print or no shit.
What the fuck is that about, by the way?
You saw what the title's about.
I'm saying, but is that an old skinny jean, niggas? I mean, because you have to have skinny jeans to have a fucking print, I'm guessing. Right? No? That skinny jean, niggas, that print, what the fuck is that about?
Why are you worried about a print? I mean, hey, this sound a little, hey, no homo, bro. You need to say that, man.
I'm just saying, I do like plump as fucking my thighs. So can I say that, please? I'm sorry.
That's fine, man.
You can say whatever. At this point, nigga, this shit is over. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, shout out to Tracy May, man. Hopefully, we get you on here one of these weeks, man. You know, God, dog. Hey.
Check out on Twitter, you know, Tracy Twitter. May. Check out on YouTube.
And I think she got a couple
tumblers and all that good shit. But make sure you download the album. If you got a couple dollars, you know, share. You know, send a couple dollars to the homegirl. Because, shit, we know you ain't bought no other albums all year. So might as well pay for the mixtape.
I mean, give her a dollar, give us a dollar, man. We can make it all happen.
Shit, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
I paid her like iTunes. I gave her $1 a song.
Whoa.
Wow. You gave her $6?
I got a mixtape. It's all right. I ain't finished it yet, but you can still donate to it now. You know,
holler at me when it's finished, nigga.
I got a mixtape with 37 songs on it. Is that?
Yep.
You know, it's gonna be you down
after the information you just told me. No.
So did anybody see the video I posted up with a little young kid in my neighborhood, man?
Please explain that video, y'all. Right. Give out your YouTube channel.
Okay. So. yesterday, you know, we was being funny outside, and not funny like that, but funny isn't joking. You know, I was cooking on the grill, and the little young dude walked up talking about, you know, he was good at rap. And so we were trying to get him to rap all day. And, you know, so my buddy said, hey, man, I'm going to open up a studio tonight. You're going to come through and spit. So he was like, yeah. So ever since he said that studio line, he was just over there dancing. So I said, I'm going to pull my phone out and record this kid. So I started recording him while he was over there dancing. And then he walked up. And then that's when I was just like, about to egg this nigga on. So I was like, yo, tell him where you from. Then he was like, St. Pete. And then he just started going on where he was from. Then I was like, start rapping. You know, me and the old man, he was just like, so he would rap it out, just like doing a little, you know, hyping him up. And he came with his little, you know, yeah, I'm straight from where we kill niggas at, you know, da 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 rah. He just right. I mean, hilarious moment yesterday. But he, I think he's a little off.
You, I'm saying, you think, he, why you keep saying you think he is off? Ain't no thinking. I mean, he's retarded. I mean,
something ain't right with him, but you know, that's why. But
he's retarded. You know, he's retarded. You know, he's mentally handicapped. You know,
but it's funny though. But it's funny though, man. It's funny.
I didn't know. It didn't appear to me that he was mentally retarded until he started rapping. Like when he was just dancing, I was like, "It's another dumbass kid. Why is he dancing in the middle of the backyard with no music? And why is Jer promoting this shit?" And then when he came over there and started rapping, he's like, "You know, I'm telling nigga because I take him in the back and I got the AK for a nigga." Like, I was like, "Oh, here we go."
He's like, "Yeah, strap." I mean, it was just like incoherent. I was sitting there trying to keep a straight face. You know, I was just like, "Boy, I got some gold right here." I was just like, "Boy, I said, I'm about to put you on YouTube, man." He was like, "Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to get famous, man." I was just like, in my head, like, "Boy, you don't want this kind." And, you know, and then so we was trying to get somebody to rap against him, but the other dude was scared to rap against him because he was just like, if I rap against dude, I might offend him and dude gonna swing on me. So he didn't want to fight with dudes. See, that's the thing, cause buddy ready to he ready to bump with somebody now. You know, that's what scared him, cause he was like, nah, the dude was like, nah, man, come on, bro, man, you sit here and say you rap like J. Cole, let me hear you. But he didn't want to rap against dude, cause you know, dude talking that thug shit, you know what would happen. You
know, so. it's like dude had really short arms. I don't know why I kept thinking about that, but his arms were really, really short.
Dude looked like a little monkey, bro. That man looked like he swing from trees.
It's a monkey. Monkey.
That's what he is, man.
Hey, shout out to Rick Ross. Find a nigga dead in front of his house. What the fuck is up with that shit? You heard
of that? You know, and the way they reported that shit was really irresponsible.
Yeah. Like, dead body found in front of a rapper, Rick Ross. I mean, he wasn't home, but you know, they still want
to play. Yeah, they say that shit to about four lines.
And then, by the way, he doesn't live here. He never has lived in this house ever.
It's just a house registered to him. Oh, wow. Thanks a lot.
They did the same thing with that fucking the NFL player that got arrested for murder earlier this week.
Yeah,
Sharp.
Yeah.
NFL player Sharp arrested for murder. Like, nigga, you talking about Shannon Sharp? You talking about Sterling Sharp? No, we're talking about Greg Sharp, who made the practice team for the fucking... I was like, dude, y'all got to do better than that.
Anything to make him move.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man, what else we had going on here? Talked about Tracy, man.
Real, didn't it?
Yeah, it's Black History Time. It's the last day of Black History Month, the 29th day of February.
The leap day.
Yeah, the leap day. It's actually my homeboy Sean's birthday, man. What up, Sean? Happy birthday, bro. You finally get to celebrate your birthday.
How is he? He's 6'4"?
He's like 9. He's 9.
Hey, what's name 9 today, too? Ja Rule.
No, he's 8. I think he's 8.
He's 9. Ja Rule's 9.
8 or 9. Yeah.
Ja Rule's in jail, too, by the way. Shout out to Ja Rule.
He likes it, apparently, right?
Yeah.
He said jail was like a cool place to be and shit.
Yes, at least he's eating in there. Does he show when he's eating on the streets?
Damn. You know, his album came out today, too. I mean, yesterday. Yesterday. The album came out yesterday. Tuesday.
But is it like a greatest hits or?
No, new album. He had like two videos with Hype Williams and everything. But I don't want to hear that shit because I listened to it the first. I'm like, nope. That's okay.
Dang.
Sad. How is it that these cats get locked up and cut more songs?
I mean, you know?
You're supposed to be in jail.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know.
Speaking of which, it's a show that comes on called First Weekend. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that shit. I think the season's over. Mm-hmm. If you ever thought that jail was cool based on shit like Ja Rule said, that show will break you, nigga. I don't want to go to jail for nothing. I don't even want to visit a nigga in jail.
I don't.
Shout out to my brother. If you ever go, nigga, I'm not visiting you.
What about locked up? That's no, the lockdown? Come on, like on every bruh,
this thing got shit on this show.
Oh really? I need to check it out.
They show these niggas from when they get processed and put into, like, you know, I want to say it's I can't think of the name of it, but one of the prisons in Arizona is like the shit. It's like the shithole of all the prisons. And every show shows that prison. That's how gully that motherfucker is. And apparently people be getting it in Oklahoma too.
You talking about the prison where they make everybody wear pink, the Maricopa?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the one right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They put you outside when you first get there. Nigga was like, "Yo, man, I'm out here. It's 100 degrees." I'm like, "Nigga, you in jail, nigga? Fuck. What you want? Air conditioning cable? What you want? Let me know. You know, so right,
one of the cats went in. And they broke it down to him. This is his, like, he didn't even put his stuff down yet. It's like, yeah, you know, you white boys, so you hang with us. We sleep on this side because it was a big ass community jail spot where it's just bunks. We sleep over here, there, and the Mexicans sleep over there. We see you talking to them, it's all. This toilet is for the blacks. This toilet's for the Mexicans. This is our toilet. You sit down when you use the bathroom. I don't care if you piss in the shit. You better not get none of. Like, dude, he just got there.
God dang. He made a nigga sit down and pee, though?
Yeah, you got to sit down, bro. They said if you stand up, it's disrespectful. So, that show was crazy as shit.
What's the name of the show again?
It's called First Weekend.
Yeah.
First Weekend.
And they follow three station? Cats. I think it's Spike TV. Okay. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Follow three cats every week. One cat got put in there. It was an older man. He got a warrant. It was a stupid-ass bench warrant for not showing up in court or something. And since he was older, as soon as he got there, they thought he was there for, you know, that pedo shit. So the dude walked right up to him. He's like, "Yo, what you here for, man?" He's like, "Yeah, just got a little bench warrant, you know, it'll hopefully be cleared up." He's like, "You sure?" He's like, "Yeah." He said, "Okay, what's your name again? Because you know we can check." I was like, "God damn." Yeah. So since while they were checking, they were giving him the blues. Like, they was calling him out and shit. This nigga had a heart attack that night because he was scared.
Damn.
Serious, yo. So fuck that. You know, I'm not fuck with Ja Rule talking about. This shit is not fun.
I don't know. Until I see one that had the booty. Did anybody see the lockdown with the booty warrior?
Everybody seen the Booty Warrior.
That's the worst one ever. I think that's the worst shit ever. I think that if you as a young thug, you finna go to jail, you see that shit, you would not go to jail. You would turn your life around.
Apparently, it's not working. We're still in jail. The motherfuckers are not scared of the Booty Warrior. Now we put it on Boondock, so, you know.
Yeah, the dude, the funny one's like, he was like, you know, some dudes like syrup. You know, I prefer jelly. I'm like, what? Like, so... I mean, that one dude, he was like, you know, talk some salad. You know, some people prefer jelly, some people prefer salad. I like syrup. I mean, with jelly, I was like, whoa, nigga, you gay. Like, I mean, what the fuck?
Hey, do HBO still run those shits?
No, that was MSNBC doing it.
No, that was HBO.
That was from HBO. That was from, like, fucking 1989 or some shit. That's how long.
Which one? The Booty Warrior?
What are you just talking about?
No, this was on the Booty Warrior.
The Booty Warrior, that was on MSNBC right. Lockdown. And then the one you're talking about was on HBO back in the day, Pop Boy Rise by Chris Rock, but that was on HBO back in the day. It's like American Inside or some shit like that.
Well, yeah. I said that's on MSNBC, like the black dude. Yeah.
They must have replayed it then.
Yeah, it was because I remember it was on MSNBC, because it was on the same one with the Booty Warrior was on. Because I was just like, yo, these niggas wilding. Because it was in a Kentucky prison. I was like, oh, shoot.
Man, that's just a mess. So fuck what Ja Rule talking about. You don't want to go to prison. And that brings us directly to our Black History Fact.
Yes, sir.
So it's the last day of Black
History. We got an extra day this year for y'all niggas.
You know what I'm saying? So get your shit together and fuck all these other. You know, you saw that one rep talking about he wanted a White History Month.
Every month is White History Month except February.
Thank you.
And then they try to squeeze facts in. You know, white men help them do that, don't you? But you know, good.
Always. It's always about the help. Yeah. So let's get our Black History Facts out the way. I figured it was perfect timing to talk about these two. The Grammy Awards was just passed. Michael Jackson won 8 Grammys in 1984. 8 fucking Grammys. Word to Mike, you know, rest in peace. The best to ever do it. And then in 1940, on today actually, February 29th, 1940, Hattie McDaniel won the first Oscar for a black performer in Mammy, Gone with the Wind.
don't know anything about birthing no babies.
I never saw that movie.
I seen it.
You know what? It's one of those movies I refuse to see because of what people said. Like, I just...
So many times that shit came on TBS.
Yeah.
Never watched it. I couldn't tell you a single scene or moment from that movie.
Hey, well, don't feel bad. I've never seen The Wiz.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just don't... Yeah. I mean, I'm a Wizard of Oz fan. Why should I watch a bootleg of it? Sorry.
Wow. Have y'all...
You don't know about the Beano Lion, dog?
Bruh,
you know about the monkeys?
I've never seen the movie. I know a couple songs.
That don't mean nothing to you.
I do remember one song from it because this girl that went to my church was in a play for it, and we went and seen her the play. She was playing Dorothy in this play, The Wiz, remake of The Wiz. And I remember this "Easy On Down the Road" song. That's the only thing I remember. And I was like, "Oh, that's from the real movie," but I've never seen The Wiz. And look, my kids have seen it. My wife has seen it. I refuse to watch it. I refuse.
So that's what's up, man. It's been another blasting show. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. Go download Tracy May's album. You can catch it on the site. If you don't, you can follow on Twitter at Tracy May. You know Nappy Afro's on Twitter, on Tumblr. We're everywhere. I'm your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. Who Gives a Fuck, sitting here with B-Eazy Young and the homie King John. We're signing out, y'all.
Queen
we'll have y'all next week.
That's my wife.
You are your wife.
Wow. Okay, so the 19 is in the books, y'all. We're hot.
At least I'm still black. Peace.
Young Barry White.
NappyAfro.com.